USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial of President Trump beginning in earnest in the U.S. Senate this afternoon. Trump's removal from office is considered highly unlikely, though, in the Republican-controlled Senate. Meanwhile, as it begins, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, he was touting the recent trade deals he signed.
Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States Mexico-Canada agreement, the two biggest trade deals ever made.
Public officials in Richmond, Virginia, praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at yesterday's huge gun rights rally. An estimated 22,000 people gathered in and around the Capitol. Only one arrest was made of a woman for wearing a mask in public. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Some breaking Supreme Court news. Justices will not take up Obamacare anytime soon. The High Court rejecting a plea from Democrats to expedite the review of a lawsuit that threatens the landmark health care law. The High Court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. In San Antonio, Texas, police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting at a bar on the Riverwalk there on Sunday night. He was taken into custody last night, Kiernan Williams telling reporters he was acting in self-defense when he opened fire.
He told me he was going to kill me.
Why?
He told you that. He told me because I bumped into him, he was going to kill me. But so what?
Williams is accused of killing two people at the Ventura San Antonio and wounding five others. The 19-year-old's to be charged with capital murder. Anyone affected by the huge Equifax data breach in 2017 running out of time to file a claim tomorrow is the deadline. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A mysterious virus continues to spread, and we get the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
International airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats.
Pressure to ban horse racing is growing again after three more horses died in as many days at California's Santa Anita Park. A gelding was put down after breaking his ankle during a race last Friday. Another horse euthanized for a broken ankle on Saturday. A third horse died on Sunday during training. At least 42 horses have died at Santa Anita over the past 13 months. Anti-racing activists want the California Horse Racing Board to use new authority from the governor there to stop those races once and for all. And baseball fans are going to be paying close attention to Cooperstown, New York today. Later today, the Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be announced. Former New York Yankee captain Derek Jeter, considered to be a lock for induction in his first year of eligibility. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be July 26th in Cooperstown. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.